Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Tuesday edition of the Mark Moses Show right here on 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Here is the story at this hour. We got a big game coming up tonight in Cleveland for the Orlando Magic. Series tied, two games apiece. We broke it down yesterday with the Magic down 0-2. Come back, they win games 3 and 4, and now it is a best of three series. Game 5 tonight, 8 o'clock with the tip on NBA TV. Yay! We're on national TV, but we're not at the same time. I pose the question, because you got to give it up to the people. Because the people, they will give you their opinion at this hour. I wrote on multiple social media platforms. You can follow me personally, Mark Moses Show and Sports Radio 1560. Who wins Game 5 tonight in Cleveland? Magic or Cavs? Here's some of the answers I got. We'll start with Facebook. Chase hits me up. Magic win. They figured out a way to get to the basket, and they're hitting their shots. Also, it'll be a madhouse at the Kia Center on Friday. I agree. John hits me up. Cavs got it tonight. Without a doubt, road players are better at home. It's a good point, and especially, no road team has won so far in this series. Cavs took the first two at home. Magic took the next two there at home, games 3 and 4. Brian hits me up. Cavaliers are going to win tonight. The Magic are a young team and will be overconfident after two blowout wins. Steven hits me up. Go Magic. They will win game 5. Take it back to Orlando on Friday. I can't even talk. I'm thinking Florida Friday. All right, I'll say it again for Steven. Go Magic. They will win game 5. Take it back to Orlando on Friday. And we'll take it in 6 games. Magic for life. That's some of the comments. I just posted this about 3 minutes ago. If you go to my Twitter feed, we got people voting at this hour. Because, yes, it's a democracy here on the Mark Moses Show. Who wins tonight? Game 5 in Cleveland. 71% and kind of maybe a homer vote here say the Orlando Magic are going to win tonight there in Orlando. Let's go to the betting line for the game tonight. 8 o'clock again with the tip. Here's what we got. Cleveland Cavaliers are favorite at home. As they should. Again, home teams are winning all the games in this series. Cleveland favored by 5.5 points. Over-under, 201.5 points in this game. Remember, Cavaliers have not hit the 100-point plateau in this series so far. That is a wild stat. Will they do it tonight? Do you think so? We've had some weird scores in this game, and I'm going to go over that real quick. Because I've said this joke for a couple days now. I would not touch this series. If you are betting, you're out of your mind. Because blowout, blowout. Okay, now we'll switch it up. Blowout, blowout. It's been very bizarre. Yes, it has been. Here's the scores. We started on 420. That was the day we had that Pet Fest event in Cocoa Beach. Cavaliers win the first one, 97-83, 15-point win. Then Cavaliers win game 2, 96-86, but it was really not that close. Then the Magic win game 3, 121-83, and then win this past Saturday, 112-89. So the last two games, you've broken the 200-plus over-under total combined score. First two games, you did not. Tonight, would you take the Cavaliers in a series where every home team is won by double digits? Would you take Cleveland as a 5.5-point favorite? Or do you think we're going to have a close game, one possession game? I'd hope so. I'd like to see a good game tonight. There's a part of me, and I feel bad saying this, I feel like Cleveland's probably going to win tonight. Orlando's going to win game 6 at home on Friday. And then it's going to be a do or die game 7 next week. That's how I'm looking at this thing right now. Do we even know when it's going to be a game 7 potentially? Oh, we do. 5-5. When is that? Is that Sunday? Oh, it would be. Oh, Cinco de Mayo, my friend. Oh, that's how you end this series, if it goes to that. So game tonight, You got Game 6. That's happening no matter what happens tonight. Game 6 coming up Friday night there in downtown Orlando. Game 7, Cinco de Mayo, 5-5. That'll be on Sunday. All right. There you go. Now we got a series. Now this is going to be interesting. Ooh, I can't wait. That is going to be fun, man. That is going to be fun. All right, here's my thing. Game 4 was very interesting. From the standpoint, Paolo Banchero did not play well. He did not. He scored 9 points after he scored 30 in Game 3. 9 points. It just wasn't working. Shot wasn't falling. He wasn't getting his shots. And I think Cleveland did a good job. Like, hey, he's not going to beat us again. And other guys on the Magic stepped up. They did. They really did. Including Franz Wagner, who had 34 points. He outscored Cleveland in that third quarter on Saturday, 12-10. Other guys stepped up. They did. And I think the contributions where you had Markelle Fultz chip in, Cole Anthony chip in, especially Jalen Suggs in Game 3, where he had 24 points. If the backcourt for the Magic can get it going tonight there at Cleveland, I think the Magic can win this game. Games 1 and 2, they did nothing. Nothing in those games. And they were down the whole time. Remember, first two games of the series, the Magic did not have one lead. Not even for 30 seconds. Not one lead. They played from behind all game long. In Game 1 and Game 2. Can the guards step up and make plays? Can they hit shots? And I think what happened in Game 4, which was big, was they took the ball out of Paolo's hands. From the standpoint, you think, oh, well, that's something Cleveland did. No, no, no. Orlando said, we got to get other people involved. It can't just be on Paolo. We got to make sure other guys have the ball in their hands and they're contributing. So you had Franz Wagner. Then you had Jonathan Isaac with the second unit where he's hitting threes and he's bringing energy and he's playing his great defense. And then you see where Wendell Carter Jr., he went back into the starting rotation, and that was big. And he plays better with that first unit. And he's hitting shots from the outside. And people keep telling me, it's like, you still don't believe it. Wendell Carter Jr. is 7 feet tall. But, you know, he shoots very well from three-point range, around 40%. He hit some big shots in that Game 4. Everyone stepped up and made plays. And then not all the pressure is on Paolo Banchero. But tonight... tonight's going to be different. I think Paolo needs to have a great game for the Orlando Magic. I think he can't just show up with 9 points. It's not going to cut it. You're going to have other guys contribute. But you got to make sure Paolo's in the best position possible to succeed tonight and make plays. They're going to need him. They are. Because I feel like Cleveland's like, okay, here's what's happening here. If we try to double team, we try to shut down Paolo, then Franz Wagner's open. And it feels like, and this is the debate question we did yesterday on the show, doesn't it feel like that Game 4 performance, that's the best Franz has looked since he injured his ankle a couple weeks ago? It looks like everything's clicking for him right now. If you shut down Paolo, well then, is Franz going to get his? What if you shut down Franz? Can Paolo? That's what makes this team so dangerous. And I said this going into the series. The Magic, all right, they don't have a lot of experience. They don't have the most dominant backcourt. You know what they do have? They have energy. They have height. They have length. And they have depth. I think they're 10 deep. I think that second unit where you have Mo Wagner, who's been great so far in this series, and you got Jonathan Isaac with him. And then, you know, if Cole Anthony and Markelle Fultz, if these guys can step up, especially when you have Joel Ingles out there where he can hit the three, I think that could be the difference. I think the bench for Orlando right now, the second unit, is better than Cleveland's. And it's going to be fascinating to see tonight. The key, and this is like the stone cold bottom line. This is very key. Can the Magic come out and can they play in the first quarter and get a lead and get confidence early? It looks like Game 1 and 2, they get off to slow starts. They couldn't hit a shot, and they're just playing from behind. It was like quicksand. Whatever they did, they just kept sinking. They'd cut into the lead. They'd get it to 5. They get it to 7. They get it to 9, whatever it was. And then they run out of gas, and Cleveland make one more run and beat them. Can they just come out and play great basketball in the first quarter? Can they do that and then just get momentum? Hey, even if you're down at half by a couple points, that's fine. Get yourself in a situation where you can go win the game in the second half. Remember, Game 4, NF, they were down 60-51. They were down. Can they come out with better force in the first quarter and put themselves in a position to win this basketball game? I think they're going seven. If they win tonight, oh man, then party's going to be on coming up Friday night. I'm going. I can't wait. Can't wait. The problem, it's only Tuesday. We got to play this game. The Knicks have the early one. The Knicks Sixers. I know Joel Embiid, he missed practice earlier today. Well, they're playing tonight there at the Garden. That place is going to be wild. 7 o'clock with the tip on TNT. Knicks are 4.5-point favorites, over under 203.5. That place, you know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, the Magic crowd. I love that Dallas crowd. Philly crowd was great. And you just look around Oklahoma City's crowds are amazing. These playoff crowds in the NBA, oh, they are worth the price of admission. But I'm sorry. Nobody beats the Garden for the New York Knicks. And if they're good and they're winning the playoffs, that place is a, what's the word I'm trying to look for here? A jungle? I don't know. Roman Coliseum? Oh, it's going to be wild. Those Knicks fans, they showed up in Philadelphia. They took over that arena on Sunday. They're going to take over tonight. And this might be the final nail in the coffin for the, you know, trust the process, Joel Embiid, Philadelphia 76ers, where they're like, oh, well, he's injured. There's always an excuse for Philadelphia. There's always one. I think the Knicks, I think they put the nail in the coffin. They put the Sixers out of their misery. I think the Knicks move on. And maybe they play, I don't know, Indiana. So you're going to have that 7 o'clock with the start on TNT. That's going to be fun. And then 8 o'clock, oh yeah, on NBA TV, Magic and Cavaliers. Then later tonight, it's all Eastern Conference teams. Late game on TNT, 9:30 or so, Pacers-Bucks. Pacers have a chance. They can go to Milwaukee. They can end that series right there. Indiana, favored on the road, 4.5. Over-under, 216.5. Highest over-under of the night. Man, I can't wait. That is going to be fun. But you know what? We have to do this show first. We need to do that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go Magic hard this hour. You're going to hear from my good friend Adam Papagiorgio next. He is with the Penny and Pops podcast. That's a lot of peas in there. We'll get his thoughts. He loves the Magic. We'll break down Game 5 tonight. We'll do that next year on the show.